Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Go Big with B with your host, Bailey Ortega. I'm so happy to be back with episode 3, coming to you guys with a solo episode talking about my recruiting process from high school and then my recruiting process throughout the transfer portal. I ended up asking on Instagram what you guys wanted to hear from me, and I had a lot of people interested in hearing about my recruiting process and how that was for me, questions I asked, conversations I had, and especially about the transfer portal. The transfer portal is a hot topic in college athletics right now, and I have actually been in the transfer portal twice, which a lot of people do not know, which I will dive into, but I figured I will just talk you guys through it, give you guys some tips, and yeah, tell you guys a little bit about my journey getting here to LSU for my final year of eligibility. So starting out of high school, I was not a heavily recruited athlete. I started playing volleyball in club around my 14s, 15s year. And that was when I started to realize I wanted to play collegiate volleyball. And initially it had started out with Division III and Division II schools in Iowa, especially. I started having conversations with, and then had my first Division I school conversation. I want to say it was middle of my 15s year or 16s year. And that was when I realized that Division I was a possibility for me. I am 5'8 and a half, which is considered pretty short actually for volleyball, especially as a setter. I would say that they would like, of course, coaches would love setters to be a bit taller. And so immediately I was told by a lot of my club coaches that I wasn't going to get recruited. I had club coaches tell me I would never touch a Division I floor, and had a lot of people just tell me that I couldn't. And I think that was one of the things that pushed me, is proving them wrong. And so started talking to that Division I school, ended up getting an offer, and that ended up falling through. And then I started talking with Iowa around the beginning of my junior year, that club season, which I think that was my 17s year. And my 17s year, I was on a really high level team. I didn't play a ton, but I was on a high level team with great athletes. And we ended up winning the 17 national division at USAV that year. And just being on that team brought a lot of recruiting conversations my way at higher levels, which I really appreciated. And that was why I went to that team. I definitely didn't go to that team expecting to play a ton. I went there to be in the practice gym with them and to be in a high level gym, because a lot of them were already Division I commits. And so first of all, I would say that's my biggest piece of advice that helped me in my journey, is I have a lot of club athletes reaching out to me, asking me which club they should go to, asking me like they're torn between two situations. And in my situation, I would say I could have gone to one club and been the starter or like really fighting for that starting spot, and it was a bit of a lower level, or I could have gone to the team that I did go to and play on a higher level with, again, a bunch of Division I recruits and commits and not really see the court. But I ended up going that route, and I had some really great conversations with my club coaches that helped me decide that that was the best for my future and for my development and my recruiting. And it obviously ended up working out that way. So that would definitely be my biggest piece of advice, is go to the team or the club or the gym that's going to make you better, even if it means you're not playing every single second, you're not the starter. Because one, I just learned so many important lessons and things that I have continued to bring with me along my volleyball journey. But also, I just think that the level of play was exactly what I needed, and it helped me in so many ways, even though it was a tough season for me. But I wouldn't trade it for the world, because again, that is what got Iowa to start looking my way. So essentially with Iowa, I had always gone to Iowa camps. Again, I lived 45 minutes away from campus, and I would always go to all of the camps they had, whether it was in the summer, whether it was in the winter, like whenever they had camps, I was going to try to be there, because that was one of the biggest things about my recruiting as well is I went to as many camps as I could in the area. I went to like recruiting showcases. If there was a showcase at a qualifier, like at Windy City or anything, I was in it. I went to my mom and my parents drove me everywhere. And I met so many coaches that way. And that really helped my recruiting, helped get my name out there a lot. There were weekends, or even I think it might've been weeknights, that I drove to Wisconsin. I drove to like near the Chicago area, like 3-4 hours away I would drive. And that's one way. Just to go to these recruiting showcases and get my name out there and meet coaches and have these conversations. And I think that made a really big impact because the coaching world is very small, which I will get into in my little transfer portal section on how small the coaching world is. But back to Iowa. So they eventually, I kept coming to camps and they kind of told me like, hey, we're not really interested in a setter in your class. And that tends to happen a lot in volleyball specifically. I can't speak for other sports. I would assume it's kind of the same, but in volleyball specifically, they obviously don't want too many setters on a team. So they may not want a setter in your class, and that just has nothing to do with you. That's just maybe the money situation, the recruits they already have, people they currently have on roster. So Iowa had told me like, hey, we don't really need a setter in your class. But I still continued going to camps because, again, I just wanted to get better. And I knew that the Iowa coaches knew other coaches and had no idea what would happen. And then my junior year, they ended up reaching out to me and just showing interest. And I went to a camp in Iowa City and they ended up pulling me aside and essentially offering me a preferred walk-on, which, if you don't know, is essentially just a spot on the team like a normal scholarship athlete, but I just have no scholarship and no money. I still get all the gear. I still get everything that everyone else on the team gets, but I just did not have any scholarship. And they told me I could take a couple weeks. This was my first like big offer, again, my first Power Five school. And as I was going up, for those of you who know Iowa, as I was going up the Carver Hawkeye elevator, the coach had told me to wait a couple weeks. And as I was going up the elevator after the tour, I looked at the assistant and I was like, can I just say yes now? And ended up committing right there. And that was my junior year. I'm pretty sure it was like May 5th of my junior spring. I ended up committing to Iowa. And after I committed, this is a really, really big thing that I will also bring up again when I talk about my transfer portal process, is I texted and or called all of the coaches that I was talking to before I made the announcement publicly. So obviously I told my family, I told my friends, but before I made the announcement public on social media or whatever, I made sure to contact all of the coaches I was talking to and I let them know that I had committed and I really appreciated their time and like best of luck and just wanted to let them know that like, thank you for reaching out to me and for recruiting me and for the conversations and for those schools that I went on visits on. Thank you for having me on the visit. And most of those coaches I still have relationships with to this day. And I really appreciate that. But I would say that's a really big thing that some people tend to not think about or tend to glaze over, but it is really important to thank all of the coaches for their time because obviously they wanted you on their roster. And so just thank them for all the conversations and everything that they did for you. So that was what got me to Iowa. And then I played my first 2 years at Iowa as a walk-on through COVID. And after my sophomore season, I want to say it was, I don't even know the years. COVID messed up my years, so I'm not even going to try to do that. So after my first 2 years at Iowa, Iowa ended up having a head coaching change. And again, I was a walk-on. I had played my first 2 years and I was in a really tough spot because I had heard, I guess, the horror stories of athletes who were walk-ons and a new coach gets hired and they can do whatever they want with the roster. And I got really scared that since I was a walk-on, I wouldn't have a place to go and that Iowa, whoever the new Iowa coach may be, might not want me back. So I went and had a conversation with the people in compliance and essentially decided that I would want a plan B, which is to enter the portal and find another home. And plan A would be that the new coach would come in and hopefully let me stay at Iowa and continue to play for the Hawkeyes. But that was unknown because at the time we didn't know who our new head coach was going to be. So I decided to enter my name in the portal. And that the portal is such... So for those of you who don't know how the portal process works. So essentially you go into your compliance. This is how it works at Iowa. You go into your compliance office after you, of course, tell your head coach and your current coaching staff, which obviously I didn't have any at the time, but you tell them that you are going to enter the portal and you make them aware and you have that conversation. Then I went to the compliance office to my like volleyball specific compliance officer, signed some papers, had the conversation with her, and then you essentially just get an email that says your name is officially in the NCAA transfer portal. And when you enter the transfer portal, you can essentially say, there's something where you can say whether you want to be contacted by schools or not. So people who like know where they're going or who want to reach out themselves will technically just say they don't want to be contacted. I said I wanted to be contacted. I had no clue where I wanted to go. So immediately, first hour, I had a flood of like 40 emails. And again, not being heavily recruited out of high school, this was a crazy process. And I didn't really know how to handle it because I know some people go through that process in high school, but again, I didn't. So I had tons of emails from schools of all calibers and divisions, and some who I hadn't even talked to were just straight up offering me scholarships on the spot, which again, as a walk-on athlete, that was such a surreal thing because I was a walk-on and schools who hadn't even talked to me were straight up just in the email, hey, we'd love to offer you a full ride scholarship and would love for you to come here. So that 48 hours in the, like my first 48 hours in the transfer portal was a crazy, crazy, crazy process for me. It was essentially responding to emails, letting people know like, hey, thank you for reaching out, I'm not interested. Or, hey, let's set up a call. That's typically how it went. It was either a phone call or a Zoom meeting. And started doing that, starting to talk about visits. And I only went on one visit, I believe, and had my votes kind of narrowed down. I think I had it to like my top three, my top five. And then I ended up getting an email from Jim Barnes, who is the current head coach at Iowa. And he had essentially told me that he was going to be hired at Iowa and he would love to talk to me about getting me out of the transfer portal and staying at Iowa. That email, I still have it. I have it like favorited in my emails. That email changed everything for me. I felt like I had kind of swallowed the tough pill that Iowa wasn't going to happen and I was ready to go elsewhere. And when I got that email from Jim, it was really, really, I can't even like put into words how that was. That was a crazy email to get. So had a conversation with Jim. It got announced that he was our head coach and then started having the conversations on what it looked like for me coming back to the team, what the team looked like. And we had a Zoom meeting as a team and kind of what the future of Iowa volleyball looked like. And Jim ended up calling me and ended up offering me a full scholarship to stay at Iowa. And that is, again, a memory that I will have for the rest of my life. And I immediately said, yes, I want to stay a Hawkeye. I want to be a Hawkeye. And that ended up, of course, then I took my name out of the transfer portal and I ended up staying at Iowa. So that first time being in the transfer portal definitely isn't, I think, super known. Just because I didn't leave, I ended up staying. But I did enter my name and then I took it out when Jim was hired and stayed at Iowa for the next 2 years and had a great 2 years. I love Jim. I love the staff and had a great time and ended up graduating to Hawkeye. So I wouldn't trade that for the world. I loved getting to play for my home state, which then led to me entering the transfer portal after my senior season at Iowa. So towards the beginning of the season, I essentially had the conversation with Jim, which again, this is different for everyone, but I essentially had the conversation with him that I wasn't sure what I was doing after the season. And Kind of told him that I wanted to treat this season as if it was my last. So, like I wanted to do the senior night. I wanted to do all of those things. And then if I ended up leaving, then at least I treated it as my last. And then if I ended up staying, great. And as the season went on, the best way to describe my last, honestly, my last two semesters at Iowa are just that it felt like my chapter was closing. And I felt like I had kind of done everything I wanted and I was comfortable and it was time for me to move on and go to my next journey. And Jim and the entire staff at Iowa was extremely understanding and they helped me so much in my transfer portal process, which I know isn't the case for every athlete. So that was really amazing. And I'm so grateful for how great they were to me. So once season ended, I had the conversation with Jim that I wanted to enter the portal. And he said he would help me in any way he can, answer any questions he has along with the entire staff. And went to the compliance office, entered my name, same process as last time, and said I wanted to be contacted. And I remember it was right after our last game against Wisconsin at Wisconsin. I ended up texting my compliance officer and was like, hey, he sent me the paperwork and he said he would enter my name when he could. And then he entered my name. It was like Sunday morning at 7 a.m. My name hit the transfer portal. And I wake up to missed calls and text messages and emails and that. It was like a 2-year flashback all over again. And it was a crazy couple of days. I have like videos in my camera roll and calls on calls on calls. And it was a crazy, the transfer portal process can only be like, it's just crazy. And so answering a bunch of emails, there were some emails still that I didn't get to respond to, which I really wish I would have, and just told the coaches, thank you for reaching out. But started having conversations about what I wanted in my last year, and also had some really great conversations with coaches who weren't even recruiting me, but wanted to help me. And that, I'm going to take that to kind of go into how small the coaching world is, which this is my biggest piece of advice for athletes is, I mean, in volleyball specifically, but I'm sure it's the case in all sports, is the coaching world is so small. And coaches know each other, coaches have coached together, they have those relationships, and they talk. And you can take that any way you want, but I will tell you that coaches talk. And the amount of coaches that I talk to simply just to say, hey, here's the coaching staffs I'm talking to. How do you think I would fit? What do you know about them? What have you heard? I talked to a ton of like athletes that are either currently on those rosters or were on those rosters. And I just had a ton of conversations with so many people. And I'm, again, so grateful that all of those people took the time to talk with me and help me throughout this process because it's crazy. And phone calls, there was one day where I had like 6 phone calls back to back to back. And another big piece of advice I'm going to give athletes, again, this is what I did in my process, to each their own, but I was completely transparent with the coaches I was talking to. And I didn't really hold anything back. When they asked me what I wanted, when they asked me questions about what I was looking for, like even in terms of money, in terms of major, in terms of why I was even on the phone with them, I was just completely honest. And I think that sometimes in the recruiting process, athletes can get really nervous and feel like they have to curate the perfect answer. But being honest in the recruiting process means that it's the same way you want the coaches to be honest with you. And that was something I had kind of said from the get-go, is I'll be upfront and honest with you on when I'm going on visits, who else I'm talking to, if you're in my top 10, if you're in my top 5, if you're not on my list anymore. I just told the coaches I would be 100% transparent with them, because the transfer portal process is crazy for the recruiting process is crazy for coaches as well. And so is the transfer portal. So they're taking the time out of their day to probably go and watch your film, to give you a call, to find your information, to set up a time to talk with you. And so for me, I was like, the least I could do is be honest with them. And I would hope for the same. And I can say, at least as far as I know of, that every coach I talked to was completely honest with me about where they are at with me in the recruitment process through the transfer portal. So that was a really big thing for me. So I would tell coaches when I was going on visits, when they asked me who else I had calls with, I would tell them who else I had calls with. And in a sense, it created some really cool relationships with a lot of these coaches. Even though I am here at LSU, I have some amazing connections with coaches from universities all over the country that I wouldn't have had if I wouldn't have been recruited by them and had these great conversations and created a relationship with them. So getting here to LSU and that process. So my former coach, Vicky Brown, is very good friends with the head coach here, Tanya. And she ended up reaching out to me. She was such a huge help for me in this process. And I had lots of conversations with her. And she ended up kind of telling me a lot about Tanya and connecting me. And after the conversations I had with her and after the conversations I had with the staff here, it was easily became one of my top schools. And I had about, I would say I had a top 10 for a while and then ended up narrowing it down towards the end to a top 5. And I had initially not wanted to go on visits until after the tournament because the final four, so the way this timeline worked is the final four had yet to happen. And I actually was at the final four this year doing social media for NCAA volleyball and also working, volunteering, I guess, at the AVCA convention. So I knew I would be down there. And so I initially had told coaches that I didn't want to go on visits until after. Some of the schools were still playing and I just wanted to wait a little bit. And when I had the conversation with LSU, they wanted to get me down to campus immediately. And as soon as they could. Because obviously, again, these coaches are trying to fill their roster and figure out their spots on their team. And so I flew down here for 24 hours in the middle of finals week. Or maybe before. Yeah, it was like the middle of finals week. I flew down here for 24 hours. And they ended up offering me while I was on my visit. And I told them I wanted to wait because I had other visits that were in the works. And a couple of days went by and I continued having conversations with the other schools, told them how great my visit was at LSU. And then LSU had essentially told me that they weren't rushing me at all. And I think that's what I appreciate from all the coaches I talked to is no coach rushed me for an answer, which I know can happen. And I personally have never had to deal with that, which I am really grateful for. But they weren't rushing me, but they essentially told me that they are talking to other setters and they are planning visits with other setters and they would like to know an answer from me when they can. And I had told them, like, thank you for telling me that you're continuing to talk with other setters. And they were completely open and honest about everything they were doing. And a couple days went by and I thought, I can't picture another setter being here. That's not me. Like I want that spot. I want that setter spot on this team. And ended up calling. So once I had decided I was committing to LSU, before I really told anyone I was coming to LSU, I texted every single one of the coaches that I was still talking to. And I said, hey, any chance you have time for a phone call right now? And if I didn't text them, I just called them. Like right on the spot, I just called them. Some coaches answered, some coaches said, hey, I'll call you back in 10 minutes. And when they called me back, I just told them, hey, I wanted to let you know, I've decided to commit to LSU. I'm really grateful for the time you've taken and I appreciate our conversations. I hope we can continue to have a relationship and best of luck this season. And I'll see you at the AVCA convention because I saw almost all the coaches that recruited me in the transfer portal. I ended up seeing at the convention and at the tournament, which was really fun to see them. But then I ended up FaceTiming the LSU staff and ended up committing. And then again, name was taken out of the transfer portal. And now I am here. And once you commit in the transfer portal, I know Jade talked about this a little bit in the last episode, if you listened. And then I had to figure out if someone was going to be able to fill my apartment in Iowa City, which they sadly didn't. I'm still paying for rent there, which kind of stinks, but part of the entering the transfer portal process. And then had to figure out where I was living here, had to get my transcripts, had to register for classes. And it was such a quick turnaround because it was mid-semester. And so that is definitely a part of the transfer portal, especially if you're not transferring like in the summer. That was really stressful. But that is essentially my recruiting and transfer portal process. It was so wild. And again, I would just say my biggest pieces of advice would be to not only be honest and like be transparent, but just to be yourself, because you hear all these stories of coaches that are one way in the recruiting process. And then when you get to campus and you like are on the team, the coaches are different. You don't want to do that. So the same way that coaches can do that, players can do that too. Like, so whoever you are in the recruiting process should be the same you that would walk onto campus and go to practice when you like are on the team. So I think that's important to remember, is not only to be honest and have it be hopefully a two-way street of just transparency about where you're at in the process, what you want out of your like next, what you want out of college, what you want out of your next place. But also just to be yourself, because that's how you create a real connection and figure out what's the best place for you. And again, making sure you make those phone calls or those texts. I would say phone calls. I'm a big call person, so I would definitely try to get on the phone. But if you desperately can't, then I would send a text and let all of the coaches know that you have committed before you make it public, whether it's out of high school, whether it's in the transfer portal. I think that's a really big respect thing that I think is really important. And also just realize that everyone's process is so different. Like, I went from not being heavily recruited at all, and my first Power 5 offer I committed, to getting 40, 50, 60 emails in the first hour of me entering the transfer portal, and both times I was in the transfer portal. And I'm so blessed that that was even the situation, because again, that was huge moments for me in my career. And I just think it's important to know that everyone's process is different, whether it's high school or transfer portal. So I'm happy I was able to do this episode and take you guys through what my journey was like and give you guys a little bit of insight into how it went for me, but also understand that everyone's journey is completely different and separate and to each their own. And so take what you heard and what I said in this episode and learn and use it in your process, but do not compare, because I committed my junior year and so many people I know were committed before that, which I know the recruiting rules have changed now, but everyone's process is different. So don't be ashamed of where you're at in your process. Don't be ashamed of who you're talking to. Does this school follow me? Does this whatever? None of that matters. What matters is, are you putting in the work in the gym? Are you having the right conversations? Are you creating the relationships? And are you being you? And are you being a respectful and good person? And everything will follow after that. So I would say those are all of my pieces of advice in my transfer portal and recruiting journey. Hoping to have a guest on the next episode, hopefully the next couple episodes, and then we'll get back into solo episodes as we continue to film. But thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed. And if you have, again, any questions or any guests you would like to have on the podcast, please let me know. But again, thanks for tuning in, and I will see you guys next time.